Maybe another round of applause for all of our speakers. Thank you, everyone. I hope you've really enjoyed today. I will, before I say a few parting words with my my Veep to my left, first I want to do the fun stuff. There's drawing winners from the folks that donated to the foundation. So the foundation drawing winners for the cutting boards, drum roll please, you can do that. Kira Silvers, Anita Hall, and Carlene French. Yay! Woo! Congratulations. And also your choice of swag, John Olson, Alex Short, and Carrie Jennings. All right, and you can find find Eric Mooring right over there at the foundation table for your merch. Also, in case you hadn't noticed, we have merch for sale. we've got the scarves, the hats, the spring, the winter, the socks, by the way, which I've been told firsthand were excellent quality. Thank you. And so if you would like to find yourself a little stocking stuffer, of course, the calendars are always there as well. So get yourself a Christmas gift for somebody you probably aren't planning for. Just get the calendar. Trust me, it's a great thing. Just put it in the closet. So, all right. With that, I'm going to say some parting words here just before we go. It is my last hurrah as your MIGWA president, and it's just really been an honor. It's been a true pleasure to really kind of usher in sort of this this next generation of MIGWA, and hopefully it's another 45 years. I think a couple things I took away from today's discussions were just two fundamental questions that I think we should ask ourselves time and again, and this group probably does this more often than most because you guys are the best. So I think first we have to ask ourselves, are we doing our best? Are we doing our best work? My parents used to always ask me that. Did you do your best? And so I think that that's something that we can kind of lay our heads on our pillows at night knowing, I think certainly coming from this group, you are doing your best, and I hope you keep doing that. Also, are we being dignified? I think that was a huge lesson for me to take away today. Just asking myself repetitively, and hopefully you will too, are we doing our work in a dignified way? In what ways can we be more honoring of our communities that we're serving and each other? So again, in the last 3 years, I think Eric and I have worn many hats, literal and otherwise. So we've worn many hats in doing these jobs, and each one of these positions and each one of these efforts that we've made within MIGWA have been intended for one really explicit purpose, and that has been to lift up not only the organization, but also to lift up the education, the knowledge, and awareness of groundwater issues for the public, for the people we serve, and also for current and future generations and groundwater practitioners. So with that, I will just say thank you once again, Chi Miigwech, for the opportunity, and Kigawabim and Minowa. See you later. All right. Forgotten Star Brewery, 5 minutes away. If you haven't gotten a little free drink ticket, please see Elizabeth and say hi to her. Get to know Elizabeth on your way out the door. She's got that fetching blouse, and she has the tickets for you. So if you want to grab one on your way out, I'd love to hang out and chat with you at the brewery. Take care. Yeah.